This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Some students affected by the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School spent a couple days this winter break drumming and painting as part of a free arts therapy camp that began over the summer. I visited Camp Shine at the Parkland Rec Center. When Bree Gordon leads a drum circle, she tells each person, listen to your own rhythm.
Start with your hand on your chest. What do you feel? Who's as fast? Who's as slow? We're all feeling that rhythm.
Gordon is a music therapist. She says drumming works for group therapy because people can express themselves with their own beat.
Loud, soft, fast, slow, sporadic, even.
And also feel like they're part of a community. Gordon played drums with a small group of students during a workshop over the holiday break. It was run by a nonprofit designed to help survivors of the Parkland shooting heal through making art.
As we're all kind of riding this wave of the rhythm together, you'll just see someone just go wild on the drums. And what I like to do is kind of meet that person where they're at and let them feel heard.
I wasn't there to actually see this because, of course, therapy is private. Gordon says she'll mimic the drummer, match the rhythm and facial expression and body language.
I hear you. You're angry, you're frustrated, you're stressed.
And then together,
stay with me. I got you. You're protected.
Therapist and patient will slow down, relax, rejoin the group. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Sr. Julius Solsky attended Camp Shine during the summer and came back over winter break. She's 19 and has Down syndrome.
Music is really my passion. Music really helps me.
Julia says the changes at school this year have been scary.
I mean, they put like a lot of new cameras and new like policemen.
Those are security measures put in place after the shooting.
And that's really like, I'm not that safe anymore. That's really hard for me.
She says she loves singing. It makes her feel better. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami. And this is WLRN News.